Good morning, everyone. For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells with a 7:15 edition of the news on Thursday, the 31st of December. It's holding at 30 degrees out there. We still have overcast skies at the moment. They've been with us quite a few days here, and if the Weather Bureau is correct, could see the clouds break up tonight, and then just in time for the new year, sunshine is in our forecast. Going to be cold, though, over the next several days. Temperatures probably not getting out of the mid-30s on Friday, New Year's Day. A little bit of a moderation in temperatures through the early next week, but not much. The good news is we have no rain or snow or any other kind of precipitation in our forecast period, which takes us through Tuesday of next week. I'll have more on that WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast following this edition of the news. Well, an investigation carried out by the Evansville, Indiana City Police Department in cooperation with the Edwards County Sheriff's Department and Southern Illinois Drug Task Force has resulted in the recovery of a stolen 1965 Pontiac GTO convertible plus a factory-built 5x10 tilt bed trailer. Now, both those items were alleged to have been stolen from the Evansville area but were recovered from a location over around Bone Gap. Now, according to the Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bayway, the investigation has been going on for a while now. It's not yet wrapped up. No reports of any arrests made at this time, but Sheriff Bailey promises more information as the conclusion of the investigation is finally reached. WFIW News, time 7:16.
Don't wear a suit that looks and feels like it was made for someone else. Your suit will be custom tailored for you at no extra charge at the Mail Connection. Buy any classic suit in any basic color in sizes 36 to 56 for as little as $199, and alterations will be made for free at the Mail Connection. Complete your look with dress socks, a belt or suspenders, a dress shirt up to a 24 neck, a regular or extra long tie, a tie clip or tack, and even sunglasses, and maybe add a men's fragrance. Your new suit connection is at the Mail Connection in downtown Fairfield.
You've always been able to recognize value, and that's reflected in your home, your career, your lifestyle. It's a part of everything you do, but it doesn't come automatically. The decisions you make today put you on the road to where you want to be tomorrow. And deciding about those things that are most valuable to you are probably the most important decisions you'll make. Throughout your life, you've planned and made smart decisions. Now, here's your reward. You deserve State Auto's Prime of Life plan to protect your home and autos. It's a true value for someone just like you. To find out more about Prime of Life and other State Auto products, contact an independent State Auto agent.
Because insurance is a must, call on someone you can trust. State Auto, a friend you can depend on.
Stop by and see me, Richard Davis, at CSI Insurance, 108 West Main, Fairfield, or call 842-2193.
Well, here's the latest that we have on area rivers. The Little Wabash River at Clay City and the Skillet Fork at Wayne City are still falling, and that's great news. Now, the latest gauge on the Skillet Fork at Wayne City, the gauge we've been able to arrive at, was 21.66. The river's still falling. The latest gauge at Clay City on the Little Wabash, 25.06. It's also still falling. Downstream, the Little Wabash River at Carmi forecast to rise to 35.9 feet by next Monday. The Big Wabash at Mount Carmel now forecast to rise to 28.6 feet by next Wednesday, January the 6th. I do know that area police agencies have been monitoring all of the levees in the area to see how they're getting along in terms of the integrity of the levee system, to see if anything's been breached. We do have one report of a levee breach, and that happened up Crawford County. The Ambraw River did breach a levee in that area, flooding quite a bit of bottom land up there. So it's the only local levee that we've heard of that's broken through because of the flooding at this time. Fairfield City Police report the arrest of 21-year-old Brittany C. Turgeon of Fairfield on a charge of domestic battery. Now, City Police say they responded to number 26 Manor Circle at about 11:30 Tuesday morning on a report of a domestic disturbance. Police spoke to the alleged victim, Zachary T. Jordan, 23, of Fairfield. Jordan told police that his girlfriend, Brittany Turgeon, and asked him to leave. Well, when he said thanks but no thanks, she's accused of slapping him in the face and then throwing a hairbrush at him that hit him in the head. Brittany Turgeon was booked at the county jail on a preliminary charge of domestic battery. Marvin E. Stone, age 45, of Sisney, was arrested Tuesday afternoon on a charge of disorderly conduct. Stone was at a home on North Jones Street in Sisney when he allegedly took a club and started breaking things. Witnesses said Stone had been drinking. He was booked at the county jail on a preliminary charge of domestic battery. WFIW News Time, 7:21.
The forecast is for a flurry of TV watching. Come in from the cold and curl up with hot cocoa and hot entertainment. Wynn's TV services offer everything you need to make the most of winter evenings at home. DVR to record, pause, and rewind your favorite programs, HDTV service for best picture quality, premium movie channels, local weather, community channel, and local school channels. Stay local and save when signing up for Wynn's TV. Ask how to get free installation and your first month free. Call us today at 665-3311.
It's After Christmas Savings at Eubanger's Furniture & Company. Now, the more you buy, the more you save. Discounts on in-stock living and dining room items start at 5% off the first item and go all the way up to 30% off the fourth item. If free financing is what you want, Eubanger's has up to 3 years free financing instead of the discounts. See store for details. We will be open the day after Christmas from 9 till 3, then Monday through Wednesday, 9 till 6. We will close at 5 on New Year's Eve, and the final day to save is New Year's Day from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. Only at the After Christmas Sale at Eubanger's Furniture Company, Highway 50 East, Flora.
10 area school superintendents say they're hoping 2016 will be the year that education funding reform will finally take place. In an opinion editorial, the group says they hope this will be the last year that their students, staff, and taxpayers will have to live with the most regressive school funding formula in the United States. The group is promising to raise their voices to push for change and resolve to fight the four downstate to get its fair share of school funding. Group is pushing for Senate Bill Number 1, which would allow local districts to recoup an average of $628 per pupil or $4.6 million total for the 10 Southern Illinois school districts. Illinois police and sheriff's departments will have to abide by new laws starting tomorrow, including some guidelines on officers wearing body cameras and limiting their use of chokeholds. Now, these directives are among 237 new laws that take effect January 1st. Others crack down on drunk drivers. They ban gay conversion therapy for minors, and they allow terminally ill patients to try experimental drugs that are still years away from being sold. Chokeholds will only be used by police in the case of self-defense. And while police departments will not be required to use body cameras, officers and agencies that do must have them turned on when they're responding to calls or engaging with the public. A $5 increase in traffic tickets will fund a grant program to pay for cameras and officer training. Increasing the amount of time that repeat drunk drivers have to use a device to test their blood alcohol content to operate their cars will be a new law. That's the DUI interlock. A second DUI conviction would require people to have the device in their vehicle for 5 years instead of just one. Making mental health professionals open to discipline by their licensing entity if they try to change the sexual orientation of anyone under the age of 18. The law will also allow people to pursue civil damages from mental health providers that practice what's called gay conversion therapy. And another law gives terminally ill patients access to experimental drugs that the FDA has not yet approved. Illinois will join at least 12 other states that have so-called right-to-try laws in which patients will need to get a doctor's approval to use the experimental medication after they've exhausted all other approved treatments. Farmers and landowners looking to learn about changes coming to the 2016 Federal Crop Insurance Program in the Farm Bill will get a chance during several upcoming crop seminars. Farm Bureau and Country Financial will be sponsoring dozens of talks across the state throughout the winter to better equip farmers and landowners with the knowledge they need to make sound financial decisions regarding their crop coverage. Well, the White County Farm Bureau and local Country Financial representatives, Rick Basinger, Rick Satterfield, and Rick Barbary, will host a seminar in Carmine next Wednesday, January the 6th, 12 noon, at the Farm Bureau office in Carmine. Now, that evening, the Wayne County Farm Bureau and the Country Financial representatives, Mark Dinsmore, Noel Vaughn, Alex Atwood, and Beth Sessions, will host the very same seminar, but that'll be at Bob Boyle's Hall on the campus of Frontier Community College starting at 6 p.m. Now, these events offer farmers a chance to better understand how their life work can be managed and protected, said Rick Basinger, a country financial representative. He added, the more Illinois farmers are willing to stay informed, the better we can keep their farms and lands secure for future years. Participants will hear from Country Financial Crop Agency Manager Doug Yoder on agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage, performance, and the forecast for next year. Admission's free, and they'll even be serving a meal at these meetings, but you still need to register. And to do that, you can call your Farm Bureau office in Carmi or here in Fairfield. Well, each month, Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee who has exemplified outstanding patient care and customer service. For the month of December, Lisa Cannon was named Employee of the Month and has been employed by Fairfield Memorial Hospital since the opening of the new cafeteria back in May. She's been serving the facility, though, for 3 years. Lisa works in nutrition services as the head cook. She has had perfect attendance since she began her position upon the opening of the new kitchen. Time now to check the price of crude oil, brought to you by Steve Thompson. Steve's your country financial representative in West Salem. Crude oil prices fell yesterday. Local refineries dropped. They're offering $1.50 per barrel today. They're paying $29.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 81-year-old Carmi resident Audrey Atterbury died Wednesday at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. Funeral services for Audrey Atterbury are pending at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. 82-year-old former Dahlgren resident William Bill Lair of Fairfield died at 5:58 Monday afternoon at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital. He was a retired auto body repairman and a U.S. Army veteran of the Korean War. Survivors include two brothers, Larry and wife Bernice Lair of St. Charles, Illinois, and Ralph and wife Judy Lair of Elgin, Illinois. Two sisters, Ruth Aline and husband David Hart of Dahlgren, and Geraldine Moore of Dahlgren, a sister-in-law, Aletta Lair of Salem, and several nieces and nephews. Also five children, Ruby Clevenger, Donnie Horn, Paulette Sweat, Pat Lahan, and Betty Dugan. 21 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 14 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for William Bill Lair will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning at St. John's Catholic Church in Dahlgren, with burial in St. John's Cemetery at Dahlgren. Visitation will be 5 to late Friday evening at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. 86-year-old former Fairfield resident Charlene Wiley died at 12:20 Friday afternoon, December the 25th, at Leroy Manor in Leroy, Illinois. She'd been a hairdresser working locally at the Uptown Beauty Shop and had owned and operated Charlene's Beauty Parlor. She's survived by sons Robert McNeilan of Slidell, Louisiana, and Greg Wiley of St. Louis, daughters Beverly Tuttle of Bloomington and Anna Mariner of Pocomoke City, Maryland. 9 grandchildren and 4 great-grandchildren. Services for Charlene Wiley will be 2 p.m. Monday at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 o'clock Monday till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Funeral services for Larry C. Odom, 69, at Grayville will be 12 noon Saturday at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. Burial and full military honors will be at Antioch Cemetery at Cowling. Visitation will be 10 o'clock Saturday morning until the time of service at the Cook Chapel in Grayville. The visitation will start with Masonic rites. Funeral services for Judith Ann Myers, 72, of McLeansboro, will be 11 o'clock this morning at the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro with burial in Blooming Grove Cemetery at McLeansboro. A funeral mass for Robert Steckler, Bob Steckler, 97, of Mount Carmel, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the St. Mary's Catholic Church in Mount Carmel with burial in St. Mary's Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the St. Mary's School General Fund and will be accepted at the church or the Short Cunningham Funeral Home in Mount Carmel, which is in charge of all the arrangements. Funeral services for John D. Keel, 68, of Mount Vernon, will be 10:30 this morning at Grace Community Church in Mount Vernon, burial in Mount Vernon Memorial Gardens. Memorials may be made to John Keel Memorial in care of Donna Keel. Contributions will go to Grace Community Church and the Georgia Southern Christian Campus Fellowship. The Huey Funeral Home of Mount Vernon is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Betty West, 89, of Carmi, will be 10 o'clock this morning at the Cook Chapel in Carmi with burial in Kirkendall Cemetery. Memorials may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital and will be accepted at the Cook Chapel in Carmi. Funeral services for Stacy Lynn DeVue, 49, of Fairfield, will be 1 o'clock this afternoon at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be 11 o'clock this morning till the time of service at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Well, if you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. WFIW News Time, 7:30.
You may wonder, what can one person do to make a difference in our community? Well, you'd be surprised. Take the Hospital Foundation, for example. They raise much-needed funds so we all can have the best in healthcare. And that's a good thing for everyone.
Now maybe you can't change the world without a little help. But all in all, what counts the most is knowing that you tried.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation provides funds for new equipment, renovations, and special projects that mean improved health care for you and your family. Programs that can only come through the generosity of people like you, not through operating revenue. Call us. We'd be happy to show you the tax advantages, the options for planned giving, and all the good you'll be doing. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Foundation. It all comes back to you.
Now, from the Alex Atwood Country Financial Sports Desk, here's a look at scores from yesterday in college football. At the Belk Bowl, Mississippi State topped NC State 51-28. At the Birmingham Bowl, Auburn over Memphis 31-10. At the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl, it was Louisville topping Texas A&M 27-21. At the National Funding Holiday Bowl, Wisconsin beat USC 23-21. College basketball, Michigan over Illinois 78-68, Indiana over Rutgers 79-72. It was Ohio State beating Minnesota 78-63. Evansville beat Indiana State 70-62. It was SIU topping Loyola Chicago 72-62. Murray State over Brescia 101-75. Duke beat Long Beach State 103-81. In the NBA, the Chicago Bulls outlasted Indiana 102-100. It was the Clippers on top of Charlotte 122-117. Orlando outscored Brooklyn 100-93. It was the Lakers over Boston 112-104. Toronto beat Washington 94-91. Minnesota topped Utah 94-80. It was Dallas beating Golden State 114-91. San Antonio beat Phoenix 112-79. It was Portland on top of Denver 110-103. And Philadelphia outscored Sacramento 110-105. National Hockey League, in a shootout, Toronto beat Pittsburgh 3-2, Washington over Buffalo 5-2, New Jersey shut out Ottawa 3-0, it was the Rangers over Tampa Bay 5-2, and the San Jose Sharks doubled up the Philadelphia Flyers 4-2.
And that is time to check the WFIW Fairfield area weather forecast. How about cloudy today? High around 37. Partly cloudy tonight. Cold. Low 25. Sunny on Friday, New Year's Day. High of 36. Sunny Saturday, high 40. Sunny Sunday, 41. Sunny Monday, 39. And sunny next Tuesday, high of 42. 37, the big high yesterday. 30, our low this morning. And at 7:33 under cloudy skies, it's still 30. For news, it's online anytime you're online. Go to WFIWradio.com 24/7. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Good day, Mr. Fell.